And that wraps up the show for this week. It was another Motley show. We learned that TheKnot.com was delisted at one point, but the second trip to the altar has been much more successful. Shares of The Knot have almost tripled over the last year. We learned that more women buy flowers for themselves on Valentine's Day than for their significant others. That's why I'm buying my wife an Xbox 360. And we learned that Dr. Ruth has some interesting positions on how to enhance your Valentine's Day. Take that, Cialis. The show is produced by Matt Greer and Steve Broido. Our theme music is by Greg Smith. You can find us throughout the week at our website, Fool.com. I'm David Gardner for the Motley Fool Radio Show. This is NPR, National Public Radio.